Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.
Section. Well, that's our life for tour.
We are on tour.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. We timed the time it took to get to the venue. It took less time than we thought that it might do. Joe thought it would take an hour or two.
I know.
Ben thought half that, and the drummer was correct. Because we're in his local barbers.
It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. It's the Horn Section Podcast. Section podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's time for the podcast roll call. Ben, please provide the sort of beat you get in the hip hop music, please. That's going to have to do. So it's the roll call. Just answer by shouting out the word "here" in an accent that isn't your own. Thank you. Joe Auckland, trumpet.
Here.
Ben Reynolds, drums.
Here.
Mark Brown, saxophone. Absent. Willip Collier, bass guitar.
Here.
Well, that was the same as Joe's.
Yeah.
Okay. The pianist.
Aki. Oh.
The hairdressers.
Yeah.
Good. And the podcast special one-person guest audience. Not here yet. Thank you, Ben. Quite a lineup today. We'll deal with the saxophonist and the special one-person guest audience first. Not second, even. We're going to explain, first of all, we are recording this in a hairdresser's. And not just Woo-hoo. Any hairdresser's. That wouldn't be practical. You can't just wander into any hairdresser's and start recording a podcast. No, this is Yallop. Yallop. And people around the Walthamstow area will know exactly where we are. We're in Yallop, the Walthamstow barbers and male grooming shop, or salon, I learned today. And I'm now going to sing some lines from the Yallop website. Some grooming music, please. That's from you, Mr. Yallop. Yeah, I need music, so we need not just drums. Grooming music, please. Yeah, that's it. That's grooming. Okay, so this is a description of Yallop. Their passion for style is evident in the detail they put into each customer service. The team went to the GQ's men's style event to demonstrate they're the best in the business. It was founded by Danny Yallop. He's an international male groomer. It has a friendly vibe you can only achieve if you're passionate about your customer. And stop! So I've rhymed customer with groomer. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
If you just move slightly closer to the purple microphone. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
A little bit closer to the microphone.
I'm well.
Yep. Why are we here?
To record your podcast.
Yep. Did you invite us?
Did I invite you?
I think
no.
So.
No, you invited yourselves.
Okay.
I agreed.
Are we going to be able to have some haircuts?
Absolutely.
Okay. How much is an average haircut in Yallop?
£24.
We can have two haircuts. And we're going to lose the most expendable member of the band first. So, Willip, on bass, up you go for your haircut.
Okay.
Settle in. What are you going to have done to that fine mane? Pardon? Trim. He's going to have a trim. Yeah. 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 Well, Tyler Van Haslen is an unusual name. So I looked his name up on Google. I think he's a guy, if this Tyler's the same, from Utah, who could be a Moodle model. It's time to welcome our one-person special guest audience. It's the very spoonerizable Matt Ford. It's Matt Ford. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Hello, Matt. Well, when it's someone called Matt on the show, it's always quite fun to say, welcome, Matt. Would you mind if we all say welcome, Matt?
No, not at all.
Okay, everybody.
Welcome, Matt.
And just the hairdressers now.
Welcome, Matt.
And James, please.
Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. Welcome to the podcast.
Pleasure to be here.
Mm-hmm. We're in a hairdresser's.
Yeah, I like it. I'd have called it a barber's, but I suppose that's not the in word anymore, is it?
Let's find out from Mr. Yallop. Mr. Yallop, what's the difference between a barber's and a salon?
I guess we are a barber's. I'm just trying to dress it up into a salon so we sound a bit more...
Oh, sorry, mate. I thought I was wrong.
Well, I'm surprised he guessed at that point.
I suppose the salon provides more services, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'll just check with Mr. Yallop. Mr. Yallop.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is that a guess? Was that...
More high-end.
Is it?
Yeah, nicer surroundings.
It is lovely surroundings.
Better product.
What can we see out the window here? And
bit of traffic. And a 100% Turkish shop over the road.
Yeah, 100%.
I won't take anything less than 100%.
100%. We're going to welcome you and introduce you properly now with some music and some questions and some answers.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to sing some lines from your Wikipedia page.
Fuck.
And also from Matt Smith, the actor's Wikipedia page, and the trumpeter, that's Joe. He's going to shout Ford or Smith at the end of each line.
Okay.
Depending on who he thinks the fact is about. And then you're going to sing... You've got it right or you've got it wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I have a clue who Matt Smith is?
He's an actor.
Yeah, but...
Have you not heard of Matt Smith?
What would I have seen him in?
Well, let's find out. Okay, so music, please. Oh, what sort of music do you want for this quiz, Matt?
Oh, I'm into indie.
Indian music, please.
That'd be nice. And have a Pavlovian... I'll feel like I'm in a curry house.
Yeah, let's have some Indian curry house music, please.
I think that would sound nice on the banjo.
The banjo?
Yeah.
Oh, like a sitar?
Yeah.
I suppose it is the British sitar, isn't it?
I've always said that. Joe will be playing the,
I mean,
the British sitar.
When you hear it, I think you...
Oh, my mouth's watering.
Which part of India is this? South. Sounds southern to me.
Yeah.
Kerala.
Yes, that's it. Okay. Oh, hard to sing to this, but here we go. So remember, you're shouting Smith or Ford, and then Matt's going to sing You've Got It Right or You've Got It Wrong. Matt was born in late 1982.
Ford.
You've got it right.
Hey.
Oh, this is going to be the best feature. He hasn't actually. It's both. It's both. Smith is 9 days older than Ford.
Okay, well, I'd rather be the younger one. I've got more time to catch
up. That's what he said when we did this podcast with him. His dad's called Dave and his mum's called Lynn or Sue.
Ford.
You've got it wrong.
It's Smith. Smith's mum's called Lynn and his dad's called Dave. What's your parents' names? Anything?
My mum is Josephine and my father is John.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe and Josephine. John and Josephine. Like you just said, yeah. Well, there's about 10 more of these. He grew up in the town that begins with the letter N.
Ford.
It's both.
It is both! Oh, well done, Fordy.
Cheers, mate.
Nottingham for Ford, Northampton for Smith. I think maybe let's speed it up slightly so we actually finish the song. His mummy was his mummy, but she was also a nun.
Ford, Sir Smith.
You think, you've got it wrong.
You got it wrong. Smith's mum was not a nun. Ford's mum was a nun. His granddad played footy for Notts County FC.
Ford.
You got it wrong. So much fun.
Just a few more sounds of the snips as we... And then back into the song. He joined the Labour Party when he was 15.
Ford.
You got it right.
Yeah, we're getting into it now. He hosted his own overnight talk sport radio show.
Ford.
You got it right.
He's been in The Crown and lots of films and Doctor Who.
Smith.
You got it
Doctor
right.
Ho.
Dr. O rhymed with radio show. He was named one of GQ's 50 best dressed men.
Smith, no offence.
You got it right, none taken.
And he was number 91 in the 100 most influential people on the left.
Ford.
You got it right.
Last two, let's break it down. He's a big fan of Blackburn Rovers FC.
Smith.
You got it right.
And finally, he likes Radiohead and says Oasis are the best band for he.
Ford.
You've got it wrong.
Oh.
Well, I got maybe both.
I don't like Radiohead that much. Sorry.
Well, there we go. That was a lovely bit. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Matt Ford.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
For providing the questions.
3, 4. Ooh, Simon. Ooh, Simon. Ooh, Farron. Ooh, Farron. Ah, Simon. Ah, Simon. Farron! Wow, Simon! Wow, Simon! Wow, Farron! Wow, Farron! Yes, Simon! Yes, Simon! No, Farron! No, Farron! Bang, Simon! Bash, Simon! Whoosh, Farron! Wee, Farron! La, 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 Simon Farron! Okay, it's probably time that somebody else had a nostril wax or an ear thing. James, you seem to be free. Would anyone like an ear or nostril treatment at this stage? Yallop just said that Joe, the trumpeter, has the hairiest ears.
I have got hairy ears, yeah. I wouldn't mind them cleansed.
James, what are we going for? Is it waxing or trimming? Just shout it. What's the treatment?
Wax.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, Joe, you just get stuck into his ears. Joe, you can take your headphones off, I suppose. Probably easier.
It's like I've been waxed before.
Okay. So just checking in on the podcast. Willip is having a haircut. Joe's having his ears waxed. Well, Matt, what do you think of music?
I'm a big fan of it, and I know it's a very divisive subject, but I think those people who don't like it need to realise where the majority of us are. And I think, although it creates a lot of problems in society overall, it's been very positive.
I think it's worth it in the end.
I think it's worth it, yeah.
Okay, so we're sticking with music. You had a house band in your excellent television show, Unspun.
Yes.
MP4.
Yes.
What does it stand for in your case? I know what it stands for in real life.
Well, MP3 is a type of music file format.
Yeah, as is MP4. It's a digital multimedia controller.
You're kidding.
Format. No?
I didn't realise.
It's just short for MPEG-4, part 14.
Hang on, this is like finding out... This is like 3D and then 4D and... Like, what is...
Well, I can tell you, it's most commonly used to store video and audio. It can also be used to store other data, such as subtitles.
And is there an MP5?
And still images. Not yet.
What would that be?
The same.
Okay. Yeah. It wouldn't be like the same, but in 3D.
I can say yes if you want. So you called it MP4 as a pun on MP3?
They called it that, yeah. They were an existing band.
So there were four MPs.
There were three of them originally, so they were MP3.
Right.
And that was a great pun on the file format that we just discussed, but obviously...
So this whole time you were thinking the pun didn't work?
I just thought they'd added one. Right. Because they'd added another member.
Yeah, no, MP4...
But I didn't realise MP4 was an actual file format.
I mean, I can show you the paragraph.
Where does it say that?
Just up there, you know.
Yes, and it's still got the blue hyperlinks from where you've copied it off.
Yeah, that won't work on an A4 piece of paper, but you can try pressing it. No.
I'm trying to make... Oh, no, I can't make it bigger either.
But anyway, so you had a band. It's cool to have a band, isn't it? But also annoying.
Oh, well, I liked them.
Completely?
I suppose it might depend on the band, you know.
Mm. I mean...
You've got a lovely band.
Two of them are having treatments.
Very modern band.
it's an odd situation. Joe, currently, the trumpeter, has one... what would you call it?
Hot ear.
Oh, is it a hot cotton bud in his ear?
Yeah, it's really hot.
Right. James, is it going to be a moment when you rip that cotton bud out of the trumpeter's ear?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes. Well, we'll all look forward to that. Matt, do you play any instruments?
The piano.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, well, you can play the piano during the game of What Coin Just Went Down Today.
But I'm not... I wouldn't
Doesn't
be
matter.
Able to play to this level. I'd just
press the demo button.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, do you step over to the piano?
Are you sure?
Definitely not.
He could sit... Please let him...
Okay, but you can't wee on it.
I won't wee on it.
I think when someone says they're not that good at the piano, it doesn't mean they're going to wee on the piano. Ben, will you just sing the jingle to What Coin Just Went Down Today?
What coin just went down today? What coin just went down today? Don't dismay, don't dismay, don't dismay. No, hey, hey, what coin went down today?
Okay. So So we've got Matt Ford on piano, we've got Willip having his hair cut, we've got Joe with two hot cotton buds in his ear. So it's a simple game, everyone. I'm going to drop a coin into a barber's sink, or a salon sink, I suppose, and you all have to guess what coin that was, okay? One guess each, the winner gets all the coins. Okay, so here we go. The first coin is now going down. So we'll start with the guest. Matt Ford, what coin do you think went down today?
20p.
20p piece.
Just to be clear. guys, I know what you're like with your loopholes.
You thought it was a 20p note.
Yeah. No, but I wanted to be absolutely clear.
We've got 20 pence piece from Matt Ford. Ben?
50 pence piece.
Lovely. Do you mind saying pence piece in the way that Matt said it with a slight squeak in your voice?
50 pence piece?
Yeah, that's nice. Joe, the trumpet.
£1.
Well, say it properly.
£1 piece.
Thank you. Willip?
£1 piece.
And the pianist? Thank you, Matt.
50 pence piece.
And the hairdressers?
£1 piece. Yeah, £1. Sound quite heavy.
All right, they all That's think it's £1 piece. I actually don't know. We're gonna... It's a £1 piece!
Yay!
Okay, so if you got it right, you're still in the game. If you got it wrong, you're out of the game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know, it's sad, isn't it? It's sad.
So I would have charity.
Or you can stay in the game.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd rather.
Okay, ready for the second coin? Okay, now we're going to the second coin. What coin went down today? Could you have a little bit of background piano, please, Matt? Okay, we'll start with you. Matt Ford, what coin just went down?
£2 piece.
I've never heard £2 piece before. £2 piece. Ben Reynolds.
5p piece.
Oh, a very different coin to the £2 piece. Mm. Couldn't be more different. Mm. We'll find out in a second. Joe, the trumpeter.
10p piece.
All different guesses so far. Willip.
20p piece.
There aren't that many more coins, but we've not had coppers yet. Edison?
50p piece.
Standard guess from the pianist. And the hairdressers.
£20 piece.
Sorry, Yallop, would you mind saying it properly?
£20 piece.
No one got that. It's another pound coin. Another pound coin.
I almost said another pound.
Okay, last one. Last one.
Oh, it's definitely lighter.
Yeah, the coin is amongst the pigeons. Matt, would you mind playing some incidental piano? We're really enjoying your piano. I think I speak for myself. I do speak for myself. It's lovely. What coin just went down, Matt?
50p piece. No, 10 pence piece. What am I on about? 10 pence piece. I got distracted by my own playing. Psyched myself out.
So we've got 10 pence piece. 10 pence piece from the guest. We've got Ben Reynolds over there.
20p piece.
What's that properly?
20 pence piece.
Yeah, with a squeak.
20 pence piece.
Thank you. Joe?
Tuppence.
Don't mind that. Willip?
1p. Piece.
And the pianist?
20 pence piece.
And the hairdressers?
10 pence piece.
Well, it was a 20 pence piece. So, yeah. So I think, have you got it right twice?
Just once.
Have you got it right twice?
Just once.
Who has got it right once?
Everyone.
I didn't get one right.
Well, this is the final one. I'm going to drop a, what do you reckon?
A note.
A note, yeah?
Yeah, do a note.
Yeah, do a note, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a note.
High stakes.
Well, do you mind just changing the jingle, Ben, to... What note just went down today? What note went down today? Just do a shortened version, please.
What note went down today?
Okay. So I'm going to warn everyone. It might not be. Nice. It might not be British, but it might be British.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm now going to drop the note. Joe, there's a mirror there because it's the hairdressers. If you could look
Can't see
it. You sure?
Didn't see anything.
Okay. Here we go. I'm now going to drop the note. Drop it one more time.
Easy.
Yeah, got it.
Matt Ford, lovely piano playing. What note went down today?
I feel like you all saw it and I didn't. I was too busy over here being creative.
Do you want me to show you it?
Yeah, go on. It'd help. Well, that's undeniable.
I'm not going to show you it. I'm not going to show you it.
20 quid.
Okay. Piano, please, Matt. I just called you... Mart, for some reason.
That's fine. I had a cousin called Marty.
I was thinking of him.
He once put blood capsules in his mouth for Halloween, and it took him months to get the fake blood off his face. He got fired.
And that's the most interesting thing about Marty?
He's good looking, and I knew that as a kid.
Yeah.
So that's how good looking he was.
Horrible. Ben, we've got 20 quid.
10 kroner.
We're all quite confused by that. Joe?
€5. No, they say €5.
Who's they?
Irish people.
Willip?
Tenor.
And the man who plays the piano?
Fiver.
All right, and the hairdressers?
I reckon it's £20.
£20 from James and Yallop?
£20.
Well, only one of you's got it right, but one of you has got it right. What did you say over there? The
I love it. Fiver, please. Pass it over.
I'm going to hand it straight to Willip Collier.
Oh, 10 quid.
It was a 10, so you've won £10 and then another £2 and 20 pence. It's all right, isn't it?
Well,
half of a Yallop haircut. So you can stop there. Oh, sorry, guys. Would you mind just reminding both me and the listeners where we're recording this?
Ba 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 ba.
Oh, at the hairdressers. How far are we off from the earwax removal?
I'm ready for the pull.
Okay, we're going to have to pull of the hair.
Drum roll.
At least, I think it might actually be a piano roll for this. Would you mind doing a piano roll? Okay, so Joe is going to have his hair wax removed. Here we go. One, two. I'm going to count to nine. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Oh, that's an enormous reaction there. And the other one, nine.
Oh,
that was a good one.
It's like a match.
Do it again.
Someone has donated us quite a bit of cash. We are really, really grateful to whoever that guy was. It might have been a lady, it might have been a man. I just know I'd really like to shake them by the hand. Quasar E, Quasar E. Their name seems to be Quasar E. Everyone, Quasar E,
Quasar
E. Their name seems to be Quasar E. Matt, just to introduce you, Willip here composes these wonderful songs about Jorge and Jesus, who are some horses from...
Lagos.
Does everyone know, remember how it goes?
Sort of.
Let's find out.
Yay or nay.
I think something for that. Just a little fanfare.
That's as good as this song is going to get.
Thank you, Jack. That was a lovely joke, Matt.
Thank you.
Really good.
I thought of that on the spot.
Because nay is the noise of the... The horse?
The African horse, specifically.
Yeah, and yay is what they eat.
That's right.
Lovely joke.
Sometimes they yell up around a bit as well, don't they?
Oh, such lovely words.
Ready?
Yep.
That's your lop.
While Jorge and Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by. This week at the hairdressers, they've decided they're going to get their manes cut. And when I say they're going to get their manes cut, I'm not suggesting they get their electricity supply cut off.
Okay, Matt, so that's setting the scene.
Yeah.
Did you like... That was a joke, wasn't it?
No, it's just a setting up.
Oh. Good joke about the manes being cut.
Yeah, I thought it was a good joke.
Oh, thank you.
Also, I like the waltz.
You like the rhythm?
Yeah, it's lovely, and the style of it, the soul of it, feels very Foster and Allen.
And the speed of the singing.
Yes, it feels Christmassy.
Thank you. It's going well, will it?
Thank you. Hey Jorge, what type of haircut are you gonna get? And also, what's your favourite genus and size of plant foliage?
Short bracken size.
These are great.
Are they?
Yeah. Because you're getting music and comedy together.
I can't wait to see how you feel in about 10 minutes' time.
You know what I do fear? Is this going to be like two little boys and one of them's going to cark it or something.
Oh.
Feels like there's bad news on the way for these two. I'm going to cry if there is. I've really grown close to them.
Yeah, let's find out. Well.
I think I might change the colour of my hair, but I have to say I'm getting a feeling, Jorge. I'm getting a feeling you don't like me.
I hope you die.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, my good God.
I've predicted death.
You did.
It's certainly just been mentioned. I haven't seen the lyrics or anything. I'm hearing this for the first time.
I mean, he's fitting so many words into each line. It's remarkable. Can I just check? I've never asked this. How long did this one take to write?
10 minutes.
Well, that's even more impressive. Carry on.
Thanks.
I mean, that's almost... It's longer to play it than it is to write it. By far. That's really quite... That's almost scientifically impossible, isn't it?
It's the horn section way, I think. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's the horn section rule.
How many more verses?
4 or 5.
Depending on how they go.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen to this all night.
You're going
to... You might.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Jorge.
Yes, Jesus.
I think I'd like my hair to go curly. And also, is it illegal to park around here?
I'll tell you what you need to do. Permit.
Oh, permit. Yeah.
Permit.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. You know, I liked it. I like sorry, Willett. We've got a little other comment from Matt.
I'm going to say, I like the fact that the first horse, Jorge, was that Jesus?
Jorge, yeah.
Jorge is very... I like the fact that he inquires about what the local bylaws are. Mm. Doesn't just go ahead. He's a man who seeks permission first rather than apologise later.
He's a horse.
And that's very rare these days.
He's a horse who seeks permission, Matt.
He's a horse. Sorry, he's a horse. The horses are so lifelike these days. Mm. I think a lot of people struggle with this.
He's a straight man, isn't he, Jorge, as well? So he does a lot of the admin for the double act, I suppose. Yeah. Off we go.
Hey, Jorge.
Yes, Jesus.
I think I'll have a central parting. But on another note, do you genuinely hope I die?
It's curtains for you.
I mean, there's an argument for doing that bit again, but we're not going to. We're not going to. Move straight on with that, Matt?
Yeah, I don't think that requires anything.
No, okay.
Adding.
I'm thinking about having a mullet.
I also think you should continue about having a mullet.
Yes, I'm going to think about having a mullet.
Yes, I think you should continue thinking about having a mullet.
Yes, I think I'm going to continue thinking about having a mullet.
Is he mulleting it over? Mulleting it over?
He hasn't said.
The mullet over.
I guess he might
but be. But that was an implied joke, was it?
It was, yeah.
See, that's good because you're mixing it up now. Mm. This is like a boxer getting towards the championship rounds. He's been working the body in the early rounds and maybe rope-a-doping to exhaust the other guy out. But this song is coming on strong at the end. And it's really, you're getting dazzled by the hand speed at this stage of the fight.
We're dazzled by a lot of things. Joe missed out one of the words, didn't you, Joe?
Oh, did I?
That's fine, I think.
It's all part of the plan, you see, Southpaw.
Yeah. I didn't notice.
How long are you going to grow your fur?
How long am I going to grow my fur?
Yes, how long are you going to grow your fur?
I think I'll grow my fur long.
Fur long. Yeah, we had that in a previous Jorge and Jesus song. I think the fur long.
No.
That joke has appeared before in Jorge canon, but that's fine.
You've got to be careful reusing horse bits because that's how diseases happen. I mean, if it can happen in the real world, why can't it happen in music? You don't want to get BSE of the song.
The energy has really gone out of the song.
Well, just a warning, really. It's the sort of thing that Jesus would have asked, I think, if there was a pun that you could work in.
Please bring the energy up with the next line.
Nah.
Hey, Jorge, I can't clean my hair. No matter what I do, it stays dirty.
I don't believe you.
I'm telling the truth.
I'm sorry, but it doesn't wash.
Not horse related.
No, not horse related. Still hair related. I didn't see that one coming.
No, there you go. That was an overhand right.
Yeah.
Blindsided.
Not a strong joke, but it's made a bit of damage, isn't it?
It's not the strongest punches that will fell an opponent sometimes. Mm. Yeah. Once they're knackered, and we are.
Drip, 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 isn't it?
Yeah.
Last one?
Nope. No? Chorus.
No, good. No, good.
Well, Jorge and Jesus, the horses from Lagos, saddle up and fly, the world passes by.
You know the bloke who tweeted in saying you should do Jorge and Jesus every week?
Mm.
Wonder if he'll tweet again or...
Robert Webb is the English actor and writer who performs with David Mitchell, or not. Neil Webb is the English footballer who played for Nottingham Forest a lot. A spider's web is a structure created by a spider which will cause its prey to stop. Jim Webb is a Patriot legend and he's our favourite Webb of the lot. Webb. Webb, Jim Webb. Jim Webb. Hey Matt, would you like to just have your hair washed by Mr. Yallop?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean
it looks all right, but it'd be nice.
I washed it this morning. Yeah. Okay. But I'm happy for the sake of the podcast I'll do that.
Well, I think it'd be nice if you had your hair washed. We're gonna sing a song about shampoo.
Okay.
And I think it'd be nice if a wonderful satirist had his hair washed at the same time.
Oh well, thank you.
Okay, so this is a song called Shampoo Promises, and backed by Matt Ford having his hair washed by Mr. Yallop.
1, 2, 3.
Shampoo
religion has never been for me. Be it Hindu or Scientology, never believed in things from outer space. Little green men threatening the human race. The one thing that I can use, a design for life that I can't use. Shampoo promises, shampoo promises. I'm gonna live my life for shampoo promises.
At number five, it's Head & Shoulders, who promise that their proven Hydra Zinc formula tackles the causes of dandruff head-on and relieves tight scalp. Phew! I hate having a tight scalp. I much prefer having a loose scalp. So thank you, Head & Shoulders. At number four, it's Herbal Essences with Herbally Ever After, which they promise will work wonders to help protect against combing damage. Yes, combing damage. Because combing your hair is dangerous. So thank goodness for
Shampoo Promises. Shampoo Promises. I'm gonna live my life with Shampoo Promises.
And a key change. And number three, it's PO5 with Give Me Moisture. They promise that their adaptive hair care technology will provide intense hydration and restore your hair's natural balance. At last, your hair will be wet and balanced. At number two, it's Pantene Pro V for fine hair, which they promise will not only give your hair lightweight body, it'll also fortify your hair to its full volume potential. And volume is length times breadth times width.
Shampoo promises.
Hey!
Shampoo promises.
Number one, it's Aveda shampoo, which they promise is formulated with peppermint to awaken your senses and rosemary to help protect from environmental damage. Its pure plant aroma will energize and motivate your body and your mind. That's a promise. It's shampoo!
Shampoo promises! Shampoo promises!
Finished, Yallop?
Finished. Perfect timing.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Oh, that's invigorating. I was transported to another world musically and emotionally. I really feel like I've... feel like an old royal. Oh, man. Partners have this stuff, don't they?
Every day.
Well, there we go. Well, that was a very...
I had no idea this sort of Britain existed.
It was a very...
Thank you so much.
...sensual experience there for all of us. Yeah,
that was something special. I feel like I've just been in the sea. I feel like I was, you know, like an old tea advert.
What do you mean by old tea advert?
It was that Twinings advert where it was a cartoon of a woman on a rowing boat. That's just what I feel. I just feel like I've gone somewhere else. That was really, really something.
You do? Well, it seems like you've lost your mind.
Bom,
bom,
bom, bom,
I've been around the world and I've met a lovely king. He was nice and kind and promised he would give me everything, but only if I promised that I'd sing a little song saying that this king was the best man. But no, I said you're wrong. Miles McInnes is better than you. Miles McInnes is better than you. And he's got a lovely shiny pointy crown thing on his head too. Okay, well, it's time for Matt Ford, now he's got clean hair, to try to win a car.
No way, you're kidding.
Yeah, it's time for you to potentially win a car. So you need to be on mic for this. I wouldn't mind having a beard trim during this. Is that possible? Okay, so Matt, it's Saab time.
Okay.
Saab. The rules are simple. You're going to sing the word Saab.
Yeah.
If you sing it longer than anyone else, you'll be given a Saab car. Asterisk. Okay. Asterisk. This isn't definite yet. The skeleton rider, Lizzie Arnold, is in the lead.
Okay.
She got a... You can start combing the beard whenever
I'm already trying to pack air into my lungs.
Yes, do.
I'm asthmatic, so can I have this... This should be like the Paralympics where I'm graded. Because I have a lung capacity issue, and I had numerous lung infections last year, which required at least 5 doses simultaneously of, please let me finish, steroids and antibiotics.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you...
severely ill.
Yeah, no, you've made quite an impression on me. How many extra seconds would you like, Matt?
I think let's see what the results are and then decide. I follow the evidence and I think that's the right...
What about a percentage?
Yeah, percentage.
100%.
You want 100% improvement?
I want as much latitude as I can possibly get. I'm playing hardball here.
I should have said this before. Can I have grade 2?
Just try to see what I'm doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank the Lord. Okay, so what I'm going to say to you, Matt, I'm going to give you a 30% improvement on your time because of your failing body.
Maybe in the middle at 90?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So... Lizzie Yarnold is in the lead, but that's because she changed the rules and made a farce of it. So I'm actually removing Lizzie from the game. I will send her a couple of Saabs, but that means the current leader is Rob Deering with 37 seconds.
Yes, a very musical man, and he runs a lot. Yes. He's a cheat. Okay, I'm just going to time myself. I just want to...
You're going to time yourself?
Well, like one would record a police interview.
I don't think sprinters time themselves.
Well, that's why they get ruled out of competitions like this.
Okay. Well... good luck, Matt. It's a sports sedan 9-2 in silver, I think. Okay. So just sing the word Saab. The band will join in with you and let's see what time you get.
Oh, hold on. Stop watch, right?
I'm saying if you get 90% of 37 seconds, you're in the lead.
Oh, man.
You excited?
Yeah.
Okay. They will start playing when you start your Saab.
Okay. Oh, I'm worried I'm going to laugh out of nerves. I can't believe I'm going to win a car!
Yeah.
Don't believe it.
Okay. Ready?
Well, Matt Ford.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so
Jesus.
We're going to need a calculator here. It's pretty exciting. James.
Yeah.
You're currently shaving my beard, doing a lovely job. Yeah. Would you mind saying what time there is on my watch? Actually, I'll tell you what. Let's first of all, could somebody work out what 90% of 37 is?
No. I wouldn't know.
Oh, crikey.
You just can't carry on with a beard, so James. Thank you.
I'm just going to Google it.
Hold on.
30% of 30.
We need an exact number here. What is 90% of 32?
33.3.
Hang on, 90% of what?
37.
What is, 37. What's
33.3?
33. So if you've got over 33.3, you'll be in first place.
Okay.
First in the queue for the Saab. So, James, what was his time?
32 seconds.
32.
Oh! Can I
1.3 seconds short.
James, can I just ask you to read out what it's got on my stopwatch?
Yeah, it's got
34. 34.36.
Well, we're going to have to play the tape back and find out.
Okay.
Are you right if I get in touch with you next week?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, well done. Can we have...
Just going to take a screen grab of that so that you don't swizz me off.
Well, while you're finishing off, we're going to sing a modern rock and roll song.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock rock. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 o'clock rock. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 o'clock rock. We're going to rock around the 24-hour clock.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who's the best singer in the world, Matt?
That I know of.
No, no. Who's the
or do you want the actual
just who's the best singer in the world?
I think it's someone in Italy.
No.
A woman in Italy.
No, it's a man, not in Italy.
Is he in America?
Yeah.
Oh?
Well, he's born here.
Tom Jones?
No. Here.
Okay.
same sort of vintage.
Cliff Richard?
No. Lighter, fairer hair than Richard. Richard or Richard?
Nick Kershaw?
Richard.
Cliff Richards.
Cliff Richard.
Mm. No, not Nick Kershaw. No.
Oh, it was the other one. Rick Astley.
No. Fairer hair.
Oh, he's got to be in the running, doesn't he? Fairer hair.
Yeah, who's the best singer in the world, Matt? A bit quicker because we've recorded for about 4 hours.
Who's
the best singer in the world, Matt?
Oh.
Fairer hair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One word.
Simon Le Bon.
No, just one word.
Bono!
I mean, Simon Le Bon's got more than the average names. This person has less than the average names.
Sting.
Fewer. Yes, Sting!
No way, you're kidding.
Yeah, I think that as well. So, Joe, do you want to sing your song about the best singer in the world?
Yeah, again, that that's sort of the punchline when Sting gets involved. I know we go through this every week. But,
no, I thought the punchline was about the loot.
Yeah, I think when Sting enters the song, it's a big surprise.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll do it anyway.
Won't be now.
We'll do it anyway, won't we?
Yeah, of course we will. Yeah.
A warm summer's evening, a blossoming tree, some beautiful music, just Mary and me. She played the crumb horn and I played the viol. The music, it flowed, then we chatted a while. Along came Johanna, what a beautiful sound. She joined in on sack, but oh, pleasures abound. Henry, as usual, was terribly late. But his hurdy-gurdy was well worth the wait. Ian played Shawm so stark and so bold. The depth of his playing was something to behold. Maud on recorder, she added such charm. Then Sting appeared with his lute in his arms. Mary immediately started to cry. Ian then set his own trousers on fire. Maud started chewing on broken glass. And Henry shoved his entire hurdy-gurdy up his own arse. 'Cause Sting is shit at the loot. Yes, Sting is shit at the loot. Please stop playing the loot, Sting, 'cause you are shit at the loot.
She once was a $5 patron, and we were oh so grateful.
Oi.
But Hannah Hutchins has changed her mind and timed her offer by five.
Oi.
Which means we get to sing her name, and Hannah Hutchins deserves her fame.
Oi.
For Hannah Hutchins is so strong, and Hannah Hutchins can do no wrong.
Oi.
Oh, I've got now. Hey, Matt Ford, have you had fun?
I've had more than fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What? No, but what is more than fun? I've had.
Oh, crikey. But it's been fun, but it's been.
No, but.
Reassuring.
It's been fun and it's been reassuring.
Yes, fun and reassuring.
Okay. What are you up to this summer?
I'll now leave it. I have to say, as a result of that exchange, on a slightly lower note.
Okay. What are you up to this summer? When can our listeners see you? And please, can you mumble your answers to that over some blues piano? So, really mumble the answers. But really sell whatever you're up to this year.
In tour at the moment, I've got a show called Brexit. I'm touring the country, but get tickets on the website, mattford.com/live.
A bit more mumbly, I can actually understand that.
I'm going to Glastonbury for a bit, and it's not really working. There's gangs like it, and then Great Edinburgh, and then I'm going to try and get tickets to Wimbledon, but that's not really any of your business.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's not quite time for you to go. We haven't yet played our traditional game of who done maximum naughty things. The hairdressers can play this as well. Just play your instruments. I'm going to list naughty things.
Yeah.
If you haven't done one of the naughty things, then you have to stop making noise.
Okay.
The last person making noise has done maximum naughty things. And you start clapping now, please. That's it. Stop making noise if you haven't done these. Put some paper in the plastic recycling, or vice versa. They've all done it. Oh, we've lost Willip, the conscientious bassist. Smoking. Anyone not smoked? They've all done it. Swearing. Stealing. Anyone not stolen anything? They've all done it. Fighting. Any sort of fighting. Could be sword fighting or just punching. When was your last fight, James?
School.
Fair enough. Crashing a car. Crashing a car. Matt Ford never crashed a car. Do you drive?
Yeah, scraped it against a pillar once. Does that count as a
crash? It doesn't count. That's not naughty enough. We've lost James as well, didn't drive. He fights, but doesn't drive. Who's done this? Hoping that a bad thing would happen to somebody else. They've all done it. Pretending to play your instrument because the music is too difficult, or pretending to cut someone's hair but not actually cutting it. Have you done that, Yallop? He's done both of them. Ben never pretended to play the drums. You can't get away with it on that.
Yeah.
The pianist has pretended to play. Joe, you pretended to play your trumpet before? Of course he has. Okay. Trespassing. Still in it. Joe, Yallop and the pianist. Running by a swimming pool. Running near a swimming pool. Heavy petting in a swimming pool. Yallop, with a noise. How heavy was the petting?
Quite heavy.
That's a good noise. Quite heavy, he says. Setting fire to something you shouldn't, e.g. a disused train station. But it could be anything. We've lost Yallop. Ed, what have you set fire to?
I don't know, I'm just thinking. Yeah, definitely have.
Okay. Graffiti? You've never graffitied?
Oh, yeah, have you?
Yeah, of course you have. Joe, you still in?
I don't know, like a desk or something. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yes, oh. Yes, it does count. Collusion or spitting? Lying to your partner more than 10 times. Getting louder, if anything. Pushing and shoving in a queue at the post office.
I pushed it at an airport once. I really regret that.
I remember that.
I hated it.
Well, there is a post office. We've lost Joe. Let's find out. There's only two more things. Ripping up all of a stranger's newspaper when you're sitting next to them on a train. And chopping down one of John Major's trees. Well, you're the naughtiest person, the pianist.
Cool.
Surprising. At least I would have said it was one of the politest people.
Turns out he's an autist.
I know.
Okay, we're going to have one more quick chat with Danny Yallop, and then we're going to call it a day, I think. So, Danny, would you mind putting your face very close to Matt Ford's face for the little interview? Some Turkish music, please, as I ask you about my barber shop. Danny, I have my haircut in a Turkish barber's near where I live in Chesham. I want you to say whether or not you approve of some of the things that happen there.
Okay.
Number one, they have a picture of David Beckham on the window with a cool haircut, but I've never seen David Beckham having his haircut there. Do you approve of that?
Highly approve.
You do? Yeah. They have a racing car chair that kids can sit in when they're having their haircut.
No way.
Not approve. They play loud, misogynistic and sweary hip-hop when your kids are having your haircut in the racing car chair.
Definitely not.
Okay. They don't talk to you at all.
That's no.
You don't approve of that?
I don't approve.
I approve of that. They only do short back and sides.
I approve of that.
Yeah, I approve of that. At the end, they suddenly tilt you back and wrap a boiling hot towel around your head and you can't see anything or breathe, and the first time it happens, you think that's probably it.
I don't approve.
Don't approve. They then set fire to an old piece of metal and whack your ears with it and it hurts, and for the first time it happens, you think it's torture time.
I don't approve of that, but I'd like to.
You don't do the ear bit? No? Okay. Number eight, just when you think it's all over, they pull out a razor blade and scrape your neck with it without any warning.
Yeah, I approve.
Approve. It costs £12 for a haircut.
I don't approve of it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Yallop. Well, it's a big thank you to Matt Ford. Thank you, Matt Ford. And thanks too to Danny Yallop and his team, James. Thank you, Danny Yallop and his team, James. Thanks to Joe Walker for recording and Joel Porter for editing. Thanks to Willip, Joe, Ben, Egg and Mark, sort of, for being musicians. Thanks to you for listening. See you in a fortnight and stick around for a secret song from the pianist. In the meantime... Shampoo!
Shampoo promises. Shampoo promises.
Matt.
Shampoo promises.
And stop.
There's a man who lives on my street, who walks around the house naked, but for socks to cover his feet, so he doesn't catch a cold. It's a shock to see a stranger letting it all hang out. I hope I'm not in danger. I just wish that it wasn't my house.
So, just to recap, anyone who's donated money on Patreon will get a message, depending on how much money you've donated. $5 for a little mention, $25 for a bigger one, and $50 for a whopper. And on it goes. I do think the money is per month, so bear that in mind. You're meant to keep paying. If you don't want to, you can stop. Thank you.
We'd like to express some appreciations to these people who've made some donations. Andrew Holmes, Claire Smith, Matty G, Ashley Collingwood, Kate Carson, Jonas Bush, Pei Yendi, Marty Mitter May, Chris Holt, Suzanne Pidell, Roy Good, Tim Ryan Hale, Sarah Randall, Otto Ruo Conan, Alexander Holdsworth, Nelly, John, Jack, Oliver, Welton, Guy Black, Ben, Paulden, Roy Chen, Elaine Deanan, Chris Powers, Mary Thompson, Chris Draper, Matt Thompson, Jamie Reader, Justin Green, Matthias, Charlotte Torbett, Ellie Tree Brown, Derek Mars, Dylan Benz, Henrik Ripper, Jake Junkins, Jamie Mash, Jason Hoff, Monica Beardsford, Cherzo, Ellie Breezer, Joby Brigden, Sophie Dobson, Joanne Jelly, Maddie Sainsbury, Michael Labrod, Verity Marriott, Ben Bryant, Chris Evans, Tua, Oliver Amston, Kieran Watson, Emma Fletcher, Andy Ryder, Terry Ryder, Tiago Almeida, Adam Cole, Katie Sarsden, Coholly, Hal Jean Power, Tommy Seddon, Johnny Bevan, Matt Eve Armstrong, Rachel Wells, Paul B, Robert Dipsdale, Jen Baker, Fred Miller, Petzo!
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.